Today's the 3rd of May, and joining me this morning to share something about this day in history is breakfast producer Riley Galloway. Good morning, Riley.
Good morning, Tom.
So what have you learnt about today?
Well, on this day in 1947, Japan's post-war constitution came into effect. It granted citizens universal suffrage, outlawed Japan's right to make war, and stripped Emperor Hirohito of all but his symbolic power. So until now, he had been invested with supreme authority, and through tradition, he was kind of perceived and celebrated as quasi-divine. So he was, you know, a pretty powerful guy. He was the longest reigning monarch in Japanese history, as emperor from 1926 until his death in 89. So that was, you know, 63 years. He was deeply revered by his people and actively involved in the planning of the empire's immense expansion from 1931 to the end of World War II.
Interesting. I knew of Hirohito. I was just looking up if they still have an emperor.
Yes. I'm actually not sure. I had to look up,
and they do. Currently, it's yes. Akihito, who will abdicate in 2019.
Oh, really?
Something I was just thinking about then. I wasn't sure if... But you were looking into, of course, the World War II Constitution.
And yes.
What happened in sort of lead up to that?
Yeah, well, after the United States dropped nuclear bombs over Hiroshima and Nagasaki in August of 1945, the emperor broke the precedent of imperial silence on August 15, when he made a national radio broadcast to announce Japan's acceptance of the Allies' terms of surrender. And in a second historic broadcast on January 1, 46, the emperor actually rejected the idea of... and tradition of his kind of divine status. That year, the US drafted a new constitution, which came into effect the following year. Interestingly, after all of this started happening, the emperor started to, make public appearances and permit publication of pictures and stories of his personal life and family life to kind of increase his popularity and help preserve the imperial system, which, as you say, is kind of dying out. Is he abdicating for what reason did you find?
I haven't found the reason, actually.
No? We'll both have to do a bit of research today about it.
Yeah, or you can look up yourself at home. It's interesting, though, to have to publish pictures and stories back in the day. Would have to get journalists to do that. He didn't just open up an Instagram account and start trending.
Had to do it
the old-fashioned way.
Probably.
And going back to, though, Akihito, the current emperor, he married someone interesting, I understand.
Well, he did. Prince Akihito in 1959 married a commoner, would you believe? How disgusting. which broke. This broke a 1,500-year tradition, way to make a girl feel special.
Hmm.
The emperor also broke tradition when he toured Europe in 1971 and became the first Japanese monarch to visit abroad.
All right, Liz, we should look at some birthdays today. Whose birthday do we have?
Yes, it's the birthday of Niccolo Machiavelli, the Italian diplomat, politician, historian, philosopher and writer of the Renaissance period. He's also widely known as the father of modern political science. He was born in 1469 in Florence and died at the age of 58. A quote I was reading of his and loved was, "Men judge generally more by the eyes than by the hand, for everyone can see and few can feel. Everyone sees what you appear to be, if you really know what you are."
It's too early for me in the morning to try and work out what that means. Yeah. But I'll think about it all day today.
Sure.
And what song should we listen to cap off our chat?
Well, it's Frankie Valli's birthday today as well. He was born in 1937. Let's take a listen to December 1963.
Oh, what a night. Good choice, Riley. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.